The new rules will be enforced by the Department of Agriculture. They come in direct response to the outbreak of chronic wasting disease in the state's deer herd, and deer farmers say they're willing to live with a temporary ban on exports. But the meticulous record-keeping the new rules require will be expensive and time-consuming. Larry Huffman raises over 200 deer on a farm in West Bend. Under the rule, he'll have to put a special new state ear tag on all 200 of his deer and test them for tuberculosis.
There's no way that we could tranquilize all every deer on our place and put an ear tag in their ear for one thing, let alone test them for tuberculosis. It hasn't been that profitable business anyway, so we enjoy deer, and you know, we'd like to stay in the business, and we've just got to find a way to survive.
Huffman won't be penalized for not carrying out the inventory, but he also won't be able to export any deer if he doesn't. The new rules require him to test any deer that dies on his land for CWD and forces him to pay the $30 a deer that test costs. It's also going to take a lot of state time and money to enforce these new rules. The fiscal estimate is $2.4 million a year for testing and inspecting on farms. State veterinarian Clarence Soroki says his department doesn't have the staff to do it effectively now, and he's begun training private veterinarians to carry out the tests for CWD.
That verification is going to be asked for by a number of different kinds of citizens groups out there. It's going to be asked for by other states when we get ready to move animals, that we're really can verify what we're saying. So, and it's going to take some people. This is not business as usual. Given our current resources, given our current FTE load, we're not going to be able to do what we're being asked to do.
Eugene Fleece, vice president of the Whitetail Deer Farmers Statewide Association, says he thinks the new rules are only a minor setback for his industry. He sees the new tests and record-keeping as a temporary measure to reassure the public that Wisconsin deer are safe.
The world is so concerned today, you know, with mad cow disease, foot and mouth disease, and everything else, and they claim that the world changed after 9/11. The deer raising industry changed after they found CWD. It's never going to be the same. And we have to prove that we're clean.
He believes within a year, most other states will adopt similar rules, and that would allow interstate movement of deer to begin again. The state will adopt a permanent rule later this year that may allow deer farms to keep two separate herds in separate pens. Those raised for export as live animals would be monitored more closely for the disease. Those raised for slaughter or captive hunting would be tested only when they die. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.